on Coaching Calls. No, not on Coaching Calls. I want y'all guys to write this down. The more the merrier. Because nobody's going to tell you this shit I'm about to tell you. So all I want you to do, motherfucker, I wish I had the paper. Shit. Damn, I wish I had a pen. Fuck. God damn it. Well, I got a little piece of paper right here. I'll write it right here. Hold on a second. Let me show you. This is what I want you to do right here. That's what I want you to write right here. See that shit? This is the equation. This is the thing nobody wants you to know right here. I want you to write me, and then I want you to put times them. Me times them. Guys, this is going to be game. I'm about to show y'all something deep. I love it. Write it down. Nobody's showing you this game right here. Me times them. Hold on, guys. Let me go another piece of paper. Okay, hold on a second. All right, so if that's the woman, oh, that's me. I got to color myself in. Okay. Wait, shit. Let me see if I should. All right, here we go. Y'all, wait, let me pull back. All right, so, I want y'all to see the shit. So I want y'all, So me times them. Let me show what I'm talking about. Now, if this is you and these are the guys, now this is how great it is. No matter how many guys, I just got five right here. They are going to be the force in which you move past the line. Listen to what I'm saying. They're going to move you past. So however how many guys she has, that's going to be the force in which you're going to move past the line. That's why I always tell you the more the merrier. Because they're average. Let me answer this call right here. The more bodies she has, could it be the higher the level is? The more the merrier because she... If she's experienced, I could test my hands and see if I can get. What? Coach, the more body she has, could it be higher the level it is? The more the merrier because she experienced. No, man. No, listen, man. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Listen, man. I'm not complicating this shit. What I'm saying to you guys. Is that, all right, guys, y'all remember, I've had several clients, but I love this one the most. I love this one the most because this IG model type woman, remember she had like over 7,000 guys, and my guy got her, and she was all over him, and it's because, hold on, let me grab this stuff. So it doesn't matter if you guys are dating non-exclusively because she will always come back to you. Yeah, well, okay, listen, look, MK. Why are you dating? Don't date anybody. The lines are open, but why would you date somebody? All right, 510-859, I got you 1 second. Don't date anybody. Let me grab these things. Wait a second. P, listen. Sir, we welcome you here, okay? You're new, okay? But please get out of your high school thinking, okay? Please get out of your high school thinking, okay? Please, we want you, I'm asking you to grow up, please, in this room. And the reason I'm saying this before I grab these calls, and I'm saying this with love, is because if you all concerned about this sloppy second shit, why the fuck are you scared of women then? So please stop saying this, see, it's bitch shit like that. That shows why you'll never be able to get any pussy because you're already judging these fucking women. Thank you, Unique. Y'all guys act like these women. So what? Wait. So you aren't you? Well, you ain't fucking. So what? We're sloppy fucking seconds too. We're all sloppy seconds. We fucking. So you need to get out of that high school thinking if you want to be here, sir. So I just want to let you know. If you all about that sloppy seconds, then get your fucking ass out. Nah, you ain't, you lying motherfucker. Look, don't you come in here and lie. Because you wouldn't be saying that stupid ass shit you saying. All right, here we go, man. Let me get to these calls. 510, then 859. 510, sir, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's up, Dean? I've got a quick question because I got the product. Got the conversation. I got the conversation class 1 and 2, and I just finished the homework. So I want to see if I can use, like, the info I've been using with the homework. Can I use it? Is it meant to be used on the dates, or should I just wait to do the conversation class 2 and then knock that one out?
Everything connects. Everything connects, man. Everything connects.
Okay.
Everything connects.
I finished class two, and when dates come around,
sorry?
I can start using the info.
Yeah. You just keep building off that, brother. Keep building off that, okay? Is there any other question you got?
No, that was the main one. I was scheduled a consultation with you.
All right, respect to you, man. Thank you, sir. We'll throw you back in. Hold on, 859. You know what blows me away? What blows me away, Thomas, is that your statement is 100% right, but I'm going to tell you why you're 1,000,000,000% wrong. Because here's your problem. You're saying men and women aren't held to the same standard. But in your weak fucking thinking, you worship women. So guess what? They are the fucking standard to you weak motherfuckers. And there lies the problem. There lies the problem. Let me tell you something, Thomas, in the real world. You'll never know how many people she's fucking. You're okay? You'll never know. So I don't know what fucking standard you're talking about, but sounds like you worshiping women in this motherfucker. But please explain yourself before I light your ass up. MK. The only reason you should date somebody, son, is if you're looking to establish a relationship to go towards marriage. And if you're young, you need to be out there having fun. You need to have fun. You already fucking up. You're like a woman. Why the fuck? How old are you, man? Before I even say that, how fucking old are you? Wait, that motherfucker asked, what's wrong with dating? Y'all see that weak ass shit? Thank you, Tyler. Thank you. Lines are open. Oh, I'm sorry, 859. I got you. I'm sorry, 859. How can I help you, sir? What's up? 859, go once.
Is this me?
Yeah, man. What's up? What's your question?
Sorry. Yeah. This is B from earlier. I just wanted to apologize. I didn't mean to disrespect you or any of the people chatting.
Listen, B, don't apologize.
I just felt like I pissed some people off.
B, it's good. We're good. No, this is what men do. I appreciate, I respect what you're saying. Listen to me. I want you to understand something. You listen to me, brother?
I think I didn't make my point across very well. That's all.
Okay.
I just didn't explain myself very well.
B, listen to me. All right, let me explain something. Okay, look. What I teach and what I have been teaching for over 35 years, okay, is about the man, okay? You and I and every man out there, my brother, we have no control over what a woman does, okay?
Oh, right, exactly. That's okay, you know, I don't want to control a woman. No.
I know, but listen to what I'm saying. What you're commenting that you're saying. You're saying that you don't want her to have whatever you said. You remember what you said? You don't want her to have.
Well, I just didn't want someone who is conceited and thinks she's like better than everybody else.
Hold on, B. Listen.
I don't think that at all.
B, listen to me, brother. Listen. You do want that because that's what makes the victory much sweeter. when you conquer someone that's on her high fucking horse and on her throne, that's sweeter. Okay, think about this. Aren't the sweetest apples at the top of the tree, not at the bottom, right? Right?
No.
Right?
Not my experience. I guess I'm not going to have game, this is what we learn.
Okay, listen. For those that have game, this is what we learn. The sweetest apples are at the top of the tree. But, and meaning that if she, the more people that are worshiping her, okay, have you ever seen, what is that movie, that duel thing where those Scottish motherfuckers take the heads off the people? What is that movie called? I'm sure you watched it.
Oh, Highlander.
Highlander. Yeah, okay. Then you should understand where I'm going with this.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so you're Highlander B. Let's say you're Highlander guy B, okay? Highlander guy A has slain 7,000 motherfuckers, right? Okay? When you conquer that Highlander, you get all the power. You get all the power of the previous motherfuckers that they conquered. You see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
It goes into the same thing. See, when you're dealing with a woman that thinks she's the shit, and then you break her ass down, and she begins to worship you, then the victory is all yours, multiplied by the guys that worship you, because then guess who's buying you the flat screen TV? One of those 7,000 guys. Guess who's buying you brand new cologne? One of those seven guys. Guess who's buying you beer,
right,
drinks, take you out to dinner, buying you any and everything you want? Those guys. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I do, actually. So, yeah. Yeah.
Right, see what I'm saying? So that's what I was trying to get you. Now, are you still, did they kick you out?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you still in?
Yeah, I'm here.
You still? Okay, good, good, good. Okay, I just hope you're still in the room. Cool. But no, what I'm saying to you is this, is that it doesn't matter who is, okay, have you ever seen, you've seen House of Cards with Kevin Spacey, have you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, so you saw the first episode, the first season, when he was in the crowd. Remember, he started in the crowd. Remember? He started.
Right,
right. And he, what did he do? Slowly but surely moved himself up from the crowd to sitting behind the president by becoming the president. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
It's the same exact thing, because what was between him and the presidency, it was the crowd as the voters. It was Congress, Senate, and those powerful people he had to kiss ass to become president. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Thus, he knocked them off one by one by one to get what he wanted, to conquer them all.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
So what I'm saying to you is that I, as a man, love the, what you'll learn over here, if you stay here, hopefully you will, is I'm showing you what is called a conquering mentality. I don't want them to fucking bring the keys to the kingdom at my feet. That's too easy. I want to fucking strategize, position, and destroy and conquer, because that tastes better than them just handing the keys over to me. You see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Thus, that's why the mathematical equation, the more the merrier, because the more average guys that she's just, listen, she's not fucking them all. She's just talking to them. And when you're over here, you understand why. You want her to talk to as many guys as you want, because you're not going to have time to spend with her, because you got other women to deal with in your life. Think about this. You're going to have your, okay. Have you ever seen a scenario where somebody wants to be famous, and then when they get that fame, they really fucking hate the shit, because they're like, damn, I just ain't got no time. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So once you learn game, what you learn over here, if you choose to be over here, is that that's the life you're going to be living. You're going to go about your merry old way and do your same things. But your problem is that not only are you going to have women that are going to want your time, but other women are going to want your time. And those other women are going to want to spend time with you, and they're going to be jealous, and you got to deal with a bunch of shit when you cross this street. So her having other guys is going to be okay to you because you're not going to take them out to dinner. That's their job. You're not going to fucking buy them shit. That's their job. Think about those guys as your workers. Those guys have a job to put up her Christmas lights, her Halloween lights, to drive her around, to pay her rent, to buy her shit, to give her money. Your job is just to
fuck. Yeah, I'm not doing all that. I've been married before, I understand all that. I'm not doing that again.
Right, I'm just saying your job is just to fuck. So what I'm saying is the more the merrier, because you just don't have time to just spend all your time with one woman. But the time you spend with her is holds its worth in gold, because you ever see those cereal commercials? You know, one bowl of cereal equals like 10 bowls of that type shit. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Well, one bowl of you equals 7,000 of them. So a little bit of your time.
I like that.
Right, but that's what I'm trying to say. So that's what I'm saying. I was trying to correct you because it doesn't matter what she has because she's allowed to have it. I am not her fucking father.
Right.
Nor do I give a fuck. And listen, I don't give a fuck if she has that, a Bigfoot, a dinosaur, and a fucking unicorn. I don't give a fuck. You want to know why? Because I'm serious. Because all I give a fuck about is me and what the fuck I'm going to do. I need those guys to draw her closer to me because I'm already separating myself. So I'm like a beacon. I'm a beacon in the night. And all the guys are the night. And I'm that one bit of light beacon. Beep, beep, beep. Because she's going to recognize me by how I move. And like Kevin Spacey, how he moved, positioned itself to move out of the crowd, then get behind the president, right? To move itself to, I think, become vice president. Then to move itself to become president, right? It was all moves that were made. Standing at the end of the line and using everybody in front of him to catapult him to the front of the line. You see what I'm saying, my brother?
Right. Yeah.
Isn't it beautiful?
I do.
Isn't it fucking beautiful, dog? That's what I'm glad you called, because now you see what I'm saying now, what I'm saying, my brother?
Well, thanks.
You get it?
I'm glad I called, too. I'm glad you called, too.
Where you at? Just say hi. I'm going to give you a wrench. I'm going to give you a wrench because you called in. Fucking none of the fuck I've called in, and I just say hi, and I'm going to give you a wrench. You want to know why? Because I love motherfuckers. When I challenge you, you come the fuck in, and that's what fucking men do. And I appreciate you.
Yeah. All right.
I appreciate you.
Well, thanks. I appreciate your time, and you're making a lot of sense, let me tell you.
Yes. This is, hold on. Let me help this young motherfucker out. Okay, I'm going to let you go. Let me get to this dumbass. Just say hi, and I can turn it back
in. Talking to you.
I appreciate you, man. Respect to you. Much love. I like that guy. I'm glad. See, he listens. Motherfucker, listen. MK, this ain't for you, brother. And I'm going to tell you this. Listen. You are chicken fucking little. Tell me. Please explain to me. Because I just told all you guys. Monday's show, I told you that these women are coming into the college wanting to fuck threesomes and do a bunch of nasty shit. And listen to your soft ass, man. What? Oh. Brother, listen. I don't think you understand. Hold on, let me see my boy in here. I'm going to give him a thing. Hold on a second. All right, listen. What I'm saying to you guys out here, okay? is that you cannot control a narrative outside of you. You cannot control a woman until she is losing control over you. If she's not losing control over you, you cannot control what she does. But if you're smart, never. See, let me tell you a problem, MK. You know why your girl's going to fuck a guy like me? Because all you're doing is like her fucking father's doing. You're handcuffing her. You're handcuffing her, and you're setting rules to a woman that ain't even your fucking wife. You don't do this and don't do that. And guess what? She's going to tell you yes and do it anyway because you're in your fucking feelings. Okay, guys, do y'all understand if we take away all this shit at the end of the day, it's all about procreation? Do you understand that just like how you like to fuck, women like to fuck too? Does that not connect a dot with you? But just because they want to fuck doesn't mean they fuck everybody. But because you want to fuck, you ain't fucking anybody. So you ain't fucking anybody dealing with a woman that can fuck somebody. You're in your fucking feelings because you ain't good enough to be in her orbit to get the pussy. And because you don't want to do that, you want to put restraints and sanctions on her. You're never going to know. So why do you care? Why do you care? Guys, when I'm fucking a woman that has somebody, you know, when you fuck strippers and all that shit that have all their fans and shit, when you fuck all those OnlyFans women, when you're fucking women that have a fan club, it's nothing like when you get done and how they're like, man, it just feels so good to be around a real man. I'm just around all these losers. It's so good to be around someone that you know, the fact, guys, it throws them off when you tell them to do what the fuck you want to do. You don't understand it. You don't even understand it because that shit is above your pay grade right now. Right now, you don't get it. But the reason why I get pussy is because I tell them to do what the fuck they want to do. And then withhold my dick from the market. That draws them in closer to me because they realize a man that withholds his dick from the market is a man that has options. And if I got options, then her is like, oh shit, who is this guy? What is it about him where they don't have options? He's got options. How does he move? Why does he think what he's thinking? You don't even see the 214, I bring you a question. You don't even see the moves, dog. The moves are so great, you don't even see that shit. 214, what's going on, sir? How can I help you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. What's going on? Hello? How can I help you, sir? Yes,
what's going on, Steve? I ain't really got a question. I just wanted to say I appreciate you for spitting the game out here for all the young people and people of all ages and stuff. You know, I'm 20 now. I done got into you for like 2 weeks. Shout out to Taekwondo. He's the one who put me on to you and stuff like that. Yes. That's all I wanted to say. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you too. Thank you, sir. We'll throw you back in. Guys, let me introduce you guys. Let me introduce you guys to somebody. Guys, allow me to introduce you guys to somebody. Shout out to all my guys, first off. All my Me Pillars, let me introduce you. All the Me Pill communities, allow me to introduce you to this guy right here. And I want to tell you about this guy. And I want to tell you this guy's story. You see, this guy has been a loser all his fucking life. He's never got any pussy. Can't get a woman if one even threw pussy at him. But because he can't get pussy, he has gone over to the red pill side. And what he has done is that he is making everything about women. Y'all see that shit, right? As if women don't, wait, sir, don't you fuck and don't you eat? Well, wait, you don't do that shit. I'm sorry. Wait, I'm sorry. I was about to compliment that guy. But I want y'all to introduce y'all to this guy and show y'all why a lot of y'all guys lose, okay? Let me show y'all something. Let me see if I can pull it up. Let me show y'all something. Let me show y'all something. Because you know what's so sad about this. And this is sad. And it's going to be a true thing. And this is, I want to show y'all something. I'm going to show you why this guy is sad. This is why I feel sorry for him. I'm going to tell you why I feel sorry for him. See if I can find it. Let me see if I can find it. I think I got to find it and post it again. But I'm going to show you why I feel sorry for this guy right here. You can tell who ain't getting no pussy by the shit that they say. You can tell how motherfuckers ain't getting no pussy by the shit that they say. Because his reason, because if I ask him what is his reason here for, he really wants women. He wants women. He can't get women. He knows he can't get women. And if I ask him why he's here, he's here because he can't get no pussy. And I cannot find what the fuck I'm looking for. I just have to post it up. Let me post it up. And see, gentlemen, here's the problem. Thomas, this isn't for Thomas. Thomas, let me show you something. Let me tell you the problem with you, brother. I'm gonna show you your problem. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I'm gonna show you his problem. I'm gonna show you his problem, and it's a problem a lot of guys have. It's a problem a lot of guys have, and I'm gonna show you guys this. All right. It's a problem a lot of guys have, and a lot of guys, unfortunately, a lot of guys have a hard time coming to grips with in their mind that their mind is justifying why they're not fucking. Now, guys, y'all got to understand where I'm coming at with this, and this is no knock on this fool right here, but I'm going to explain something to you. This guy, because he can't fuck, is automatically justifying and talking about all these diseases and stuff. And yes, we talk about wrapping up and all that. We don't tell you just to fuck women without any protection and all that other stuff. And also, Thomas, if you are concerned about the woman you're sleeping with, you have every right to ask her to take either a test to see if she's drug and disease free. So that's something you can do, but you're not that guy. You're not that guy. And I'm explaining why he is why you guys lose. He is the antithesis of why the majority of you guys fucking lose to women. Because let me show you what, remember, guys, I'm going to explain it. I'm not here to knock this dumbass motherfucker, but I'm going to explain it to you. I'm explaining it. Let me grab a few of them. Let me grab a few of them. Hold on. I'm going to grab it. Let me show y'all something. I'm going to show you, and this is deep, guys. We're going to get deep. We're going to get deep because I want you guys to understand game. I want y'all to understand game because a lot of y'all will not understand game until you can understand where I'm coming from. Let me save this image. Shit, can't say that shit. Fuck. Wait, I can say that shit. Hold on. Let me grab something. Hold on a second, guys. I'm going to teach y'all something because nobody's teaching y'all anything. Nobody's teaching you this. And you know what? I want to teach you this because I want to show you why guys like this Thomas guy is always going to lose. And it's sad. It's really sad. But I'm going to show you his mentality, and I'm going to show you why he loses. And I'm going to show you everything he's doing to show you why he is what the fuck he's saying right now. And I want to keep this up there because I want all you guys to learn a valuable lesson. This is a valuable, valuable lesson. I'm just going to grab some images real quick. And I got two of those images. Let me grab two more. And I'm going to show you why Thomas is always going to lose, okay? We grab two more. Guys, this is going to be deep. I'm going to show y'all something. Because this is, hey guys, and I'm not joking. This is very important to understand this. And I'm not joking around. I'm dead serious. Dead serious. Let me save some of these images. And I'm going to show you why Thomas is saying what Thomas is saying, and y'all don't even understand why Thomas is saying what he's saying. But I'm about to break this shit down. Let me grab this last image. I'm going to got four images to show you the life of Thomas and why people like Thomas will always lose in the game. Because y'all, I'm going to show y'all something deep. We're going to get deep. And this is not even disrespecting him. This is not knocking him. But I'm going to explain to y'all what Thomas is. And y'all have to understand that a lot of you guys are like Thomas. Because a lot of you guys come from these red pill spaces and stuff. But let me check the phone lines real quick. Lines are good. But I'm going to show y'all something. This is very important, okay? It's very important. All right, I got you. Hold on, Anthony. Let me put all your questions. I got you guys. Let me put all your questions up. I will answer them. I promise. But I had to get this together because y'all have to understand this part of the game, and y'all will see why you guys are fucking up. Thinking like Thomas. Thank you for 3 likes. All right, we got to get to this. We got to talk on it. We got to talk on it. It's very important. Very important. Now, to understand Thomas and to understand what Thomas is, Thomas, what the person that is talking right now in this text message is not Thomas. And I understand y'all guys think it is Thomas, but it's not Thomas. Let me tell you who Thomas is. Thomas procrastinates. Thomas worships women. Thomas has limiting beliefs. Thomas has unrealistic expectations of women. Thomas believes in no fap. Thomas believes in being on your purpose. Thomas believes in he can never say no. Thomas fears making mistakes. Thomas fears failure. Thomas fears taking risks. Thomas is not clear and concise. Thomas has no vision, no mouthpiece, no laws, no rules, no codes. Thomas can't think for himself. Thomas can't see clear, concise messages. Thomas can't get things done. Thomas doesn't have any fucking standards. Thomas is weak as fuck mentally. Listen to what I'm saying. And it's no knock. I'm just showing y'all something. But Thomas is the same motherfucker that if he saw this in the gym, he saw this walking down the street, or he saw any one of these women or any of these women right here trying to give him some play, all this shit he's saying, he would push aside all that disease and all women and drugs and disease and women sucking other dicks. Thomas would throw all that shit he's saying, he would throw all that shit out the window. You want to know why? Because Thomas is the same guy when he's walking, when he's at the gym, if he goes to the gym and he sees this, Thomas is saying, damn, I would love to fuck her. Thomas ain't saying, well, damn, she has diseases and how many guys has she fucked and how many dicks? No. Let me tell you about Thomas. Thomas would not even say that. Thomas would not even say one day. If this woman looked at Thomas and gave him some play, Thomas would take that fucking opportunity. But y'all forgetting, Thomas doesn't know who runs Thomas. You see, gentlemen, Thomas is being told that, you know what? You don't have to work on yourself. You don't need any game. It's the woman's fault for everything that goes wrong in your life. It's the woman's fault why you can't talk to them. It's the woman's fault why it rains outside. It's the woman's fault why it snows outside. It's the woman's fault why June turns to July and July turns to August. It's the woman's fault for everything. You want to know why, Mr. Thomas? Because I'm going to do everything I can to make you feel good about yourself knowing you ain't shit. But again, I'm not done. I'm going to try to show you Thomas. See, Thomas knows without a shadow of a fucking doubt what he actually is. Because Thomas knows that the way he's talking about all this shit, he fucking knows that if any woman gave him a little bit of play, he would. But let me show you Thomas. See, Thomas is always looking out of the window. Thomas knows he wants pussy. Thomas knows he went over to the Red Pill for about women. Everything Thomas is doing, if y'all notice, has to do with women. So when Thomas sees a woman, she can read his fucking hand and realizes he ain't shit. They realize he ain't shit. So because Thomas worships women, because Thomas doesn't know what Thomas is doing, because Thomas can't say anything to a fucking woman, right? What do you think that Thomas says to make his makes himself feel better? See, gentlemen, listen. Like I said before, and listen, guys, this, and I say this for all you guys that always talk shit about women. It is truly fucking amazing that you guys talk all this shit about women, but you ain't even got the fucking balls to talk to women. You talk all this shit about women, but you're scared of women. You talk all this shit to women. You're even scared to ask for what you want when all you want to do is fuck. You can't even ask to fuck. But yet, like dear old Thomas, you don't want to look in the mirror and see that it's your fucking fault. You want to then justify why you can't walk up to this woman right here and tell her, you know what? I want to fuck. No. It's easier to say, you know what? Because somebody told me about her hypergamous nature. Somebody told me she's got a lot of dicks in her mouth. Somebody told me she's a part of the street. And yet, he's the first one to try to dog out women. And as I told you guys out there, if any of you guys, and this is your right, if you ever feel, gentlemen, like the woman you're dealing with, you feel like she has a disease, or you want to make sure she's disease-free, then you hold up your paper and say, this is my piece of paper that says I'm drug and disease free. I want you to go to the clinic. You take a fucking blood test and you give me your paper. But how many of you guys are actually going to do that if someone like this gives you some play? If someone like this says, let's fuck, do you motherfuckers actually think that you're going to be like, oh, wait, I gotta put the voice on for this shit. You motherfuckers actually going to be like,
wait a second, young lady. Hold up. Wait a second. Now you put those booty cheeks away. No. I don't want your mouth on me. I don't want you on my dick. And I ain't gonna fuck you. Yeah, no. I know you wanna fuck me, but You and I are going to march to the clinic, and you're gonna take a test, and we're gonna wait a week or so to get the results to make sure that you and I are drug and disease free. Because you know what? That's the kind of guy I am. I want to make sure that I don't catch anything. No. Hold on. No. You too, lady. No. What kind of guy do you think I am? What do you mean? Take me to your place and just rip my clothes off. No, young lady. You can't do that. Because look at my paper. I'm drug and disease free. So what you and I gotta do is march ourselves to the clinic, and we have gotta take a test. Oh, no, ladies. Whoa. No. I will not have an orgy with all six of you tonight. Nope. We're not gonna do it. Because I am drug and disease free, and by no means am I going to have all six of you suck on me, kiss me, and sleep with me, because we have got to take a trip to the clinic to make sure that all six of you are drug and disease free.
Do you motherfuckers actually think y'all do that? Especially when the majority guys out here, all they do is talk about one-night stands. All they talk about is, how can I get a woman to my place tonight? And that's what I'm saying to you guys. All y'all doing is talking about, how can I fuck? I want to fuck. Come on, let's be honest. Y'all ain't thinking about any drug diseases or anything. When you see her, you're so nervous about talking to her, you would say, if she gave me a pinch of attention, I would take it. Let's keep it all the way here and all the way real. And this is why, to wrap this up with old Thomas boy, is why he's full of shit. Because think about this for a second. We know Thomas is red pill, but here's the sad part about Thomas. Thomas is in a place where he's worshiping women. Everything he's doing is for women, and he doesn't even realize it. But yet, I promise you, when Thomas goes out his door and he sees that sexy woman walking down the street, he sees that sexy woman at the mall, or that sexy woman driving by, that motherfucker does never say, well, I wouldn't sleep with her first, because, I mean, look how many dicks she had. You know what Thomas says? Thomas says, damn, I wish I can get someone like that. Gee, she's so beautiful. She's so sexy. She's so attractive. She'll never like a guy like me. She'll never like me. She'll never want to be with me. So then guess who pops up in Thomas's head?
Thomas! Don't worry about it, buddy. It's not even your fault. Look at her. Look at her. Her nature. Look at her. You can tell by the way she dresses. Yeah. She looks like a woman that's already been with 29 guys in the last 28 seconds. She looks like she's a slut and a whore, Thomas. So it's not your fault. I know that you got game, buddy, but you don't need to talk to her. She might be, I don't know, something might be wrong with her. So you don't have to talk to her, Thomas. It's okay, buddy. I got you covered. I get it, Thomas. I get it, Thomas. I mean, look at her. She's got to be a street whore. I mean, look how she dresses, Thomas. I mean, my God. See, it's not even your fault, Thomas. It's not your fault that you just looked at her. I mean, come on, Thomas. Look at her. How many kids does she have? How many guys does she... See, Thomas, this is why you should... I'm so glad you didn't go over and talk to her. I know you thought you wanted to, but this is why I'm so happy. Because you know what? I mean, look at her. She's like a whore. She's no good. She's not even good. I mean, oh my God, Thomas. This ain't for you, Thomas. We're about to let you go. I'm sorry, Thomas. Next time we'll block you. But, Thomas. Thomas, my friend. It's good you don't talk to women. It's good. But hey, Thomas. Oh boy. Thomas, guess what, buddy? Hey. I mean, I think we're at the last stages of being a high-value man. And guess what? I've got tickets to the new word. Yeah, some guy's going to call it Pumpernickel. Yeah, so I hear there's a new YouTuber that's talking about being a Pumpernickel. Oh, my God, that Pumpernickel game, that's going to help you with women. Oh, my God, Thomas, we've got to check this out. Fuck being a man. Wow, Thomas, oh, my God. We can learn so much game with Pumpernickel. So let's get rid of a high value and let's go into Pumpernickel.
Y'all see, guys, how guys like Thomas lose? Because these motherfuckers know that if they had the opportunity to fuck, they would. But because they're not getting any pussy, these motherfuckers want to make excuses. So this is not for it's not for Thomas. Thomas does not belong here. We wish him the best of luck in his endeavors, and he needs to find somebody else. But gentlemen, I'm sorry to say, gentlemen, I will tell all you guys this. And I'm being honest with you guys. It's crazy to me how most of you guys are like Thomas, see women, and then all of a sudden you want to smash these women. You see these women, you don't think about drugs and diseases. You don't think about other guys. All you're trying to do is get them to your house. All you're trying to do is get them to your house, and yet you ain't thinking about that. You're thinking about smashing. What a shame. What a shame. Thank you, 255. Shout out to y'all guys. Appreciate y'all guys. But no, this ain't for Thomas. We got to let him go. When y'all see him, let him go. Let him peacefully bow out. This ain't for him. And if any of you guys are worried about that shit, this ain't for you. Y'all got to grow the fuck up. If you're worried about all this shit, then why are you so afraid of women? If you're worried about all these fucking diseases and all this other shit, then why can't you ask for what the fuck you want or take it to the clinic? Y'all ain't doing that, but yet y'all want to talk all this shit, but y'all ain't doing shit. Come on, man. Come on, man. That's what I'm saying. And I'm not here to not listen. I always tell you guys about safe sex. But we've got to be honest with each other. I don't know why y'all think women are not allowed to fuck. I don't know why y'all think that y'all going to learn who they're fucking. And I actually think the problem is not the fact that women are fucking. That's not the problem. That is not the problem. It's the fact that they're not fucking you. That's the problem. Because if you were fucking all those women that you want to fuck or want to take home, and they actually want to fuck, you wouldn't even talk about this shit like you're talking. How are you supposed to know she the one? What the fuck are you talking about, Evans? Evans, what are you talking about? You need to put a question in. I don't know what you mean. What do you mean by that? I don't know what you mean by that. Well, Jay, that's the problem. You cannot control a woman. And if you're trying to control the woman, then you're the fucking woman in the relationship. Your dick should be the diamond that controls her. And y'all don't see that. And a lot of you guys are like that fucking loser, man. It just doesn't make sense how you wanna have a woman come over to your house the first time you meet her, but then you want to judge women for coming over your house the first time you meet them. How the fuck does that work? How does that work? Eric, we told you the me pill starts with the puzzles. That shows you how to speak to yourself, have discipline, and patience. And if you don't have those motherfucking things to start it off, keep doing the fucking puzzles until you get those three, and then everything else will unlock, sir. Again, thank you, Tyrone. Yes, explain this to me. Somebody please explain this to me. How is it you want to have a woman come over? You just met the woman. You don't know shit about that woman, but you wanted to come over to your place and fuck. But then you want to judge her for wanting to come over to your place and fuck. How the fuck does that work? How does that even work? How does that even work? It's a conflict. It just doesn't work in the game, man. It doesn't work in the game. We'll talk about this more tomorrow, but this is what y'all understand, man. Women can be loyal to one dick when that dick is attached to a fucking man. Oh my God, I don't understand. What is the thing that we always hear from the majority of people? I want to have her in my house. I want to fuck her right now. That's what the majority says. But again, if you feel that the woman you're dealing with has a disease, then take her to the fucking clinic. But who the fuck are you to judge a woman to say because she... Let me hear y'all something that y'all understand about women. Women who were in high school that were closed in and shy are more apt to dress sexier because their bodies are starting to fill out. Okay? Their bodies couldn't start to fill out, and they dress sexy. It's the summertime. These women like to show their fucking bodies off. But does that make them slut? I don't understand why y'all guys think that all these women are just, these women are being very selective in who they fuck. Sometimes they might slip up and fuck a loser, but they got is nothing but losers to fuck. How do I stop judging women? By stop judging women. I mean, okay. Here's the other thing I understand. If women are so slutty, and women have so many dicks, and they're so drugged out, and they're so whored out. Why the fuck do y'all make everything about women? Why not? Hey, why not just ask for what you want? If they're so slutty, then you should be able to say, hey, let's go back to my place, and they're going to go. Like all that porn you watch. Yeah, hey, Ro, you're right. You're absolutely right. And this is what is so crazy. Oh, wait a second. I forgot, guys. I'm sorry. She comes up to you and says, yeah, you know what? I need to tell you the truth. I'm nasty as fuck. I like to lick pussy. And I would like to go find some other women so we can fuck. And what you going to say? Oh, no. No, we can't do that. That's nasty and disgusting. And you're a slut and a whore. And I don't want any woman like that in my life. So you need to go. Gentlemen, you need to go to Easter Island. You need to go to a third world country and get yourself a fucking machete and chop through the goddamn woods, fight through the jungle and snakes, find the head of the fucking community and see if you can find one of them fucking virgins around. Y'all motherfuckers be making me laugh with that shit, man. It's crazy. You know the sad thing about this? It's crazy that these guys want to talk all this shit about women, but they scared of women. How the fuck does that even work? And what's so crazy is that this is the fear. This is the fear, guys. The fear is justifying the woman. Justifying the woman. And not even justifying, judging the woman, excuse me. Judging the woman to make herself feel better. Because he ain't got the balls to talk to her. Ain't that a bitch? She's a slut because I'm too chicken shit to talk to her. She probably has a lot of dicks because I'm too chicken shit to ask for what I want. How fucking crazy is that? It doesn't make any sense, guys. Shout out to all my guys out here. Does not make any sense whatsoever. It doesn't make any sense. But this is the mindset that, and again, I tell you guys, it's not their fault. It's how the mind has created. Okay, remember, I keep telling y'all, this is very important because, you know, we're not here to talk shit. I'm here to teach you. But remember how the mind forces them in to create a prison. They don't want to feel stupid. They don't want to get rejected. But the mind tricks them in saying bad things about women that they don't even know. And oh my, for real, my God. Hey, you know what, Unique? This is the same woman he kisses on the cheek too, right? hey, Unique. The same woman that kissed him on his cheek when he was a little baby. Kiss him on his forehead. Kiss him on this cheek. Kiss him on that cheek. The same. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. I want that guy to call his mom up and call his mom a whore. Hey, that's what he should have done. We should have kept him. He should call his mom and say, Mom, why are you such a whore? Unique, you hit it. Y'all, it's crazy. You hit it on the head. Guys, we'll do 13 more minutes. Y'all have questions. Come on with it. But I'm just saying, if y'all are that adamant about women being whores and sluts, call your mother up right now and say, Mom, you're a fucking slut for fucking my dad and fucking all those other men in high school and college. But you love your mom, huh? That same woman that hugs up on you and kisses you on your cheek. The same woman that grabbed hold of that goddamn dick with their right hand, rubbing your face and saying how beautiful you are. That same motherfucking woman. But y'all ain't gonna do that, man. Y'all ain't gonna do that to mom. Hey, the same woman that cooks your food and takes a little bit out and goes, leave some more pepper. And you eat this shit she slurped out of. Wait, you don't think you don't? You know, hey, how many times, hey, it's the same mom, guys, that when you drinking some soda, she said, can I get a sip of the soda? Back to you. It's the same mom that when she was feeding you, she'd go like this and go, oh, okay, it's good. Mm. Here you go. Same mom. It's the same woman that had all, like you said, all those dicks. That same woman has fed you other people's dick. There you go. See that shit? Yeah, you don't want to hear that shit, do you? Because you think your mother's the Virgin Mary, where she had this immaculate, immaculate conception, I think it is? Come on, man. Oh. Well, hold on, honey. Dinner's on the way. Hold on. Oh, wait, let me. Put the spoon right back in it. Hey, the lips that touched that dick, she touched the spoon, and she put the spoon back into the thing to steer it around to scoop that shit and put it on your fucking plate. And you ate off that shit. But what about that? No. Hey, Keith, I'm talking about when you were a baby. I'm not talking about you right now. Don't think when you were little, you don't think when you were little and you're like, hello, she would literally eat something, and then she'd take a little bit off her fucking spoon or fork and give it to you. And you're like, nah. You don't think you was doing that, dog? Come on. I'm telling you. I'm telling y'all, man. I'm telling y'all. I don't want to hear that shit anymore. I don't want to hear that shit anymore, man. Come on, man. Y'all goddamn know that shit. You know, hey, look, it's the same mom that was eating those Cheerios, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, and you like, it's like, come on, let me get some of it. And she'll put a little bit right on your fucking tray. She'll scoop that shit, pour the milk out, and because she's got to soften the fucking food. Oh, you don't think she ain't softening other plates? I'm telling y'all, same mother. Before you have your teeth and everything, you can't eat like hard shit. So sometimes mommy has to put that shit in her mouth. You don't think you was doing that shit? Same motherfucker. So come on, man. I'm serious, man. I'm giving that shit a buck. Y'all want to hear that shit? Same fucking woman. The same woman, right, Unique? Remember when shit get all cold, your porridge or your shit get hot? Hey, blowing the dick breath, because the spit, right? The spit is in her mouth. that when she was on that dick is all in her fucking mouth. Hey. And you got ripped. You got a little bit. Hey, and what'd she say? Here come the little choo-choo train. Open wide. And then she'll take the spoon and wipe the shit off your cheek just to stuff the rest in your fucking mouth. Hey, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm keeping it real, man. I'm keeping it a buck. It's the same woman. Your mother was doing all that shit. All that shit, man. And y'all think it's fake. Oh, man. Your birthday party? Oh, man. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And they sitting all around and you like, and they eating the cake and they got the dick. Oh, he wants some cake. Let me take the fork that I had in my fucking mouth and let me slice that piece of cake. So the remnants of the dick is right on the outside of the cake. She took that cake and she put that motherfucker right in your tail. I have my hand in your fucking face. And your shit, you got that shit all over your face. Yeah, it isn't my cake. Y'all think I'm lying. Y'all think I'm lying to you. Then when you're like 3 or 4, when you start kindergarten the first day on the bus, what did your mommy do? Come give mommy a kiss. She'll kiss you on your lips. She'll kiss you on your cheek. She'll kiss you on your forehead. She'll my baby. Hey, my mommy, mommy, mommy. Come give mommy a, oh, that's my baby. All she's doing is hitting you with dick. Yeah. And you're like, hey, I love my mommy. Y'all, I'm serious. I'm keeping it a buck. I'm not lying to y'all, man. Let me check the phone lines real quick. I'm not lying to y'all, man. But y'all want to talk all that shit about women. All that shit about women. All that nasty shit. Same, probably the same mother that when she was horny, she pulled that drawer open. Pulled that Willy Mammoth out. I was like, oh. She started licking on that thing, just jamming it. Some remnants got on her hands and shit, right? And she put that shit back in her drawer, probably washed her hands, probably didn't. And she the first one to feed you some candy. You go, yeah. No, stop. Oh, that's so cute. Look. She the first one that dipped a little, look. It's either a little bit of chocolate, a little bit of something, because when you have before your teeth come in, you got your little gum there. And she'll take the same hand. She touched that dick, got sperm, war wounds, all the same thing. She'll dip her fucking fingers in that shit and slide that right here. That. Hey, yeah. Oh, you want some more? Yeah. Okay. Do you see what I'm saying, guys? Y'all see what the fuck I'm saying? So, what I'm saying, all motherfucking guys, man, y'all better stop that shit, stop that bullshit, man. Y'all better come to grips with that real shit. Nobody's going to tell you this ism like we got, man. Nobody's going to tell you this shit. Yeah, no, D, no. I'm just saying they can't say that shit no more. Y'all talking about she for the streets? You don't even know what the fuck your mother was doing this shit. You actually think that fucking woman that said, hey, baby, let me give you some warm milk. Oh, mommy loves you. You don't know all the nasty shit your mother was doing, and yet you want to judge women? Come on, man. Fuck. Can't do that shit, man. No, we are dedicated. I'm just breaking it down because it's crazy how you guys talk smack about women knowing that all that nasty shit you talk about, your mother. You know what? Wait, let me try a little bit. Boy, that dick was good though, but let me put that in there. Hold on, sweetie. Dinner's almost ready, and scoop the rib that dick and put that shit on the plate, and you sitting there like, oh, my God, oh, it's time to eat. Oh, I'm starving. I'm not. Boy, y'all better stop that shit. Y'all better stop that shit. You don't know what your mama was. You don't know. I'm about to make a YouTube short of that shit. You don't know what your mother was, man. You don't know what your mother was. She just, she probably just got done fucking and sucking. She like, oh, hold on. And she run her naked ass over, and you over there crying, and she grabs something. And she stick that shit right. And you motherfuckers, I'm like, and that, yeah, I want some more. I'm not playing with y'all, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Y'all better, don't look at y'all. Gonna be looking at y'all mothers the wrong way, but I'm telling you, your mother was fucking. Mommy was fucking. Come on, man. Come on, man. Y'all better stop all this woman stuff and realize your mother was doing all that shit. And guess what? Everything she touched, you had, and she would put that shit right in your fucking mouth. And you don't even realize that shit. And not only did she put it in your mouth, you asked for seconds and thirds. Y'all, I wouldn't talk shit. I gotta definitely grab these and make some shorts out of this shit. Anyway, guys, like I say, man, I didn't mean to wake up. That's a wake-up call right there, man. But another wake-up call, guys, to you guys, is always remember the graveyard. I always remember everybody in there. They thought they had one thing in common, gentlemen. They thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last, gentlemen. Live every day like it's your last, man. And y'all gonna be good to go, but yeah, man. Yep. Same mother that probably had 1, 2, 3 dicks. Gup, 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 gup. And still came home when she was, hey, I got to take care of my back. Come here, kiss. Give mommy a kiss goodnight. Hey, y'all mama, okay, mommy. Oh, man, I know, dog. I'm sorry, man. We got to keep it a buck, though, man. Y'all tripping over all that shit, man. All right, guys. This is the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean, so we will see y'all motherfuckers tomorrow. Don't forget, we got discounts. Most of our products, birthday package, $99. You get over 30, preferably, I think it's like 83 files for $99. It's a huge bunch of stuff in there, and you get to meet my mentor. Me talking to my mentor on there, so y'all can check that out. Anyway, guys, I'm sorry for the wake-up call, but I'm going to grab this and make some YouTube shorts off this shit. That's pretty fucking funny. Anyway, y'all need me, get at me, man. I'm the Dean. Fuck with your boy, man.
Just like that, man, mindset. Just like that, man, mindset. Have a good night. The show is over. Take notes and use what the Dean has told you. Now with dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up. Gotta keep on rising. Till you the best. Got the touch like Midas. Now you got style. You got all the women flocking. So many options. Now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, just like that. Man, mindset. Gotta come back again. Hey, just like that. Man, mindset. Email themanmindset@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. Let's go.